The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 24 to 31. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples which are not recorded in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Hello there. Let's pray. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for this season of Easter. We thank you for your sacrifice, for being able to meet last Sunday in your name. We thank you for the resurrection and everything that means to us. And may I speak in your name as the Father, as the Son, and as the Holy Spirit. Amen. Nobody likes to miss out. I remember in the early 1980s, some of you may recall the BBC comedy programme called The Young Ones. I think it went out on a Thursday evening, and on Fridays at school the next day. If you hadn't seen it, you weren't involved in the discussions. You definitely felt that you've missed out. I remember once I wasn't able to go on rugby tour to Scarborough, and when everybody came back, I of course felt that I had missed out. Truth be known, I didn't miss out on a lot. I missed out last year on a walking trip with some of the men from my sending church, and we all, of course, missed out because of the pandemic. We would just not be able to do the things that we would normally like to do in these times. So I wonder whether you've felt as though you've missed out on anything of late, and as I've just said, because of the circumstances that we live under, it's probably it's the case for most of us that we feel as though that we've missed out. Nobody likes the feeling of "you should have been there" story, and nobody likes the feeling of having missed out. And I wonder whether Thomas perhaps felt a little bit like that, as we've just heard and as we've just seen a dramatisation of the reading from the skit guys. I wonder if Thomas felt that he had missed out. He, of course, wasn't there the first time Jesus appeared, and the excitement of his colleagues, of his fellow disciples, it's recorded in verse 20 that they were overjoyed, and also in verse 25 with an exclamation mark, "We have seen the Lord." So I wonder if that's why Thomas responded to their excitement, to the excitement of the other disciples, in the way that he did. He wanted to see some proof. Let's take a closer look then at the circumstances surrounding the appearances of Jesus in this piece of scripture and the reaction of Thomas. So the first appearance of Jesus, disciples were meeting in fear. They were meeting in fear of persecution from the religious authorities of the time. They were meeting, as John records, behind locked doors. What do we fear at the moment? What does post-pandemic world look like to us? Do we fear to an extent of returning back to some degree of normality? What other things do we fear? Fears around our health, perhaps. Fears around the direction that perhaps some of our loved ones are going on and in, and how we can cope with that. But here, Jesus, when he initially appears to the disciples in the upper room, gives us an antidote to our fears by offering the disciples, and so us, his peace. The peace of reconciliation with God made possible by Jesus' death and resurrection. And as our Tasker says from the Tyndale New Testament commentary on the Gospel according to John, the peace of the justified sinner, as we are justified by our faith in Jesus. The peace of seeing his scarred hands, knowing that he has truly risen, beating death and fear. The peace of being commissioned into discipleship to reach others and to tell the good news. And the peace in knowing that we have received the power of the Holy Spirit as promised by Jesus. You see, those who receive the peace of Jesus like the 10 disciples did have certainly not missed out. But then we see the second act, perhaps, in this passage from the Gospel according to John. What about Thomas here? On the face of it, Thomas did miss out. Scripture tells us that he was not with the disciples when Jesus came. Perhaps that's why he demands the evidence. But is that so unusual? Are we so different? I think back over some of the Alpha courses that us as a church have hosted in recent times. People who are exploring faith often want to ask difficult questions, and rightly so, of course. We have, of course, the new videos that we've been watching explain the gospel really well. So sometimes we require proof. Now, proof looks like and comes in lots of different ways. But nevertheless, it's perhaps understandable that Thomas, particularly since he missed out on the first appearance, he wants some evidence. So Jesus appears after a week. He appears for the second time to address Thomas in person. You see, Jesus was willing to provide Thomas with the evidence he requested, and Thomas's response was immediate. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. Interestingly enough, John doesn't record that Thomas actually touches the wounds. He's straight in to worship mode because of the love of Jesus returning to address Thomas in person. My Lord and my God. So, is it worth perhaps asking ourselves the question, who do we say Jesus is? Do we say to others that he is our Lord and our God? Do we have preconceived plans and ideas as regards to who we say Jesus is? Jesus is our Lord and our God. And that is an important reality if we are to reach others and pray for the people who haven't seen the resurrected Jesus yet. Thomas does not miss out. His doubt is overcome by the attention, concern, and touch of Jesus. And we move on to quickly look at the purpose of John's Gospel, verses 30 and 31. Andy Hotchin preached to the Wednesday online Zoom congregation last week, and he mentioned that the Gospel according to John was written to awaken our faith. Gospel according to John was written to awaken our faith, and I really like that. John clearly, through selected and many other signs in the presence of his disciples, through selected signs of Jesus, he doesn't record them all, but he goes on to tell us that there were many other signs. He wants us to make a choice through what he writes. He clearly shows us that, and particularly in verse 31, Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing we may have life in his name. By believing we may have life in his name. I particularly like this quote from Roy Miller's book called Come and See. Roy Miller says this: we cannot put the text down as we picked it up, for John's Gospel demands a response. The nature of that response will determine our destiny for life or for death, both in this life and in the next. John wrote as an evangelist who sought a response from his readers, and he also seeks a response from us. So what will that response be? When we respond to the true identity of Jesus as the Messiah, as the Son of God, there is no danger of us missing out. But sadly, some will miss out. Sadly, there will be some people known to us who will miss out on a life with Jesus. But there is always hope. There is always hope because the good news is available to all. If you believe and trust in Jesus, you can't miss out. If you believe that he is the Son of God, you can't miss out on the love of Jesus. If you believe that your soul is saved through Jesus, you can't miss out on the grace of Jesus. If you believe the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, you can't miss out on the words of Jesus. And then, like Thomas who physically sees Jesus, we who have not physically seen him, but still believe through these things, will respond by calling Jesus my Lord and my God. Amen.